Come on, one and all, let's be free, like let us have a ball. The groom just kissed the bride with tender love. Hooray, chos and kale, mazel tov. And look at that shizzle of punch. Soon you'll hear a big Israeli lunch. Charge! The brisket and gishki is a machaya mighty fine. Let's be happy, folks, it's simcha time. The Zaydev wants to eat, cause he's hungry like a bear. The babish left for Zaydev to dance a little share. The rabbi made the broche, and the band is playing music for the mishpoche. Uncle Sam, he's acting stolz. He only wants to dance a Russian waltz. Let's be happy, drink a glass of wine. It's time to hul yo ho, it's simcha time.
It is Friday, the 9th of May, 2014. It's 12 noon and time for Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Broadcasting live from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's program, we've got music from Madeline Reed, Linda McCrae, the Old Wells, Sweetheart, and Mickey Katz.
Swing and give a shukele with Mikkel's band. Hoi vey, it's a machaya dig. So zayn mit panos and glick. So come on, one and all. Las me zayn freilich, let's have a ball. The bride is cooing like a toidal dog. Echos and kale mazel tov.
Oh, you're not a kid. times with your crew.
Chairface, Century 21 on CITR 101.9 FM, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. You're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We started out today with a little bit of klezmer from the one and only Mickey Katz and Simcha Time from the album Music for Weddings, Bar Mitzvahs, and Brisses. And then we had a great band from the Kootenays, who are now based in Vancouver, Street Heart, and David Bowie is Dead. And, of course, the last bit there was by Chairface. Hey, hi, how are you? It's good to be here. They call me Radio Dave, and I'm on the radio for the first time in about 15 years. I used to hang out here a lot back before a lot of you were born, back in the 80s, and I missed it. I really did, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity to get back on the air. We got lots of tunes for you for the next hour, lots of old friends, lots of new friends, lots of stuff I hope you really enjoy. This next group is from Vancouver again, and they are featured in a new feature film that is supposed to be released any minute now. The movie's called Naked Night Bike, and the band is called Oh Wells.
And shoes, that would be fine. And yes, I do sing one-hit wonders in the hallways. Don't you understand? Well, when they paint the doors gray. 80s hits bring back the color, and I could change, but I'm too tired, and I'm just not feeling inspired, and I'm sorry. So I have that girl from English class, she's good at sports, she'll make you laugh. Wait before you say goodbye, would you let me apologize? Sorry that my voice is sometimes high-pitched. Things out like I'm some sort of mime. Yes, I think that ghosts exist and haunted houses make me wish that I was somewhere else, like in the 50s, and that you were with me. And yes, I am a little lazy, and J.K. Rowling does amaze me. Read those books till I went crazy, and you can laugh, but it won't faze me.
The beauty queen, he knocked her up at 17. The scholarship person is extrasensory. When I think that I know, she don't know what I know. She shows me her ESP. My baby's got ESP. She practices mental telepathy. Every itty bitty secret thought that I've thought, she's caught with her ESP. When she takes me to the diner, she knows just what I'm gonna order to eat. When I take her to the disco, she knows every move I'm gonna do with my feet. It's a little bit spooky. It's a little like she's living right between my ears. To her, I'm just a telephone conversation. She can't help but overhear. My baby's got ESP. Her perception is extrasensory. When I think that I know, she don't know what I know. She shows me her ESP. My baby's got ESP. She practices mental telepathy. Every itty bitty secret thought that I've thought, she's got with her ESP. Forget about Christmas, forget anniversaries and birthdays too. She knows what I got her before I even bring the present in the room. She's the pooper of the party, she's the spoiler of the sport of the steady date. But when I look into her eyes, I'm hypnotized and my heart starts to palpitate. My baby's got ESP, her perception is extrasensory. When I think that I know, she don't know what I know. She shows me her ESP. My baby's got ESP. She practices mental telepathy. Every itty bitty secret thought that I've thought, she's caught with her ESP. Every itty bitty secret thought that I've thought, she's caught with her ESP. When I think that I know, she don't know what I know. She shows me her ESP.
Imagine being 16 years old and setting sail to crew on a boat bound for the Northwest Passage. And then your boat falls victim to the unforgiving Arctic. You're separated from your crewmates and you're on your own for 70 years. Meet William Crayford, the teller of that tale, on Saturday, May 31 at the Vancouver Maritime Museum for a special ceremony, Raise the Sails and Ring the Bell, honoring his incredible story of survival. Raise the Sails and Ring the Bell is a free full-day family celebration featuring photo ops with real-life Mountie and RCMP patrol boat, the once-in-a-lifetime hoisting of the mainsail of Crayford's vessel, the St. Roch, and much more. Visit VancouverMaritimeMuseum.com or call 604-257-8300 to learn more about the story of William Crayford and the celebration on May 31.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Minutes after 12 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9. And who was that? That was, oh my goodness, I have to look at the list. Secondhand Pants, ESP from the UMFM 101.5 Transmissions album. And we also heard from Root City Riot there, and the Old Wells started off that last set. Right now, I just want to do a little shout out to some of the old gang that I used to work with here back in the 80s, especially Janice McKenzie, who's been a real supporter of my return on the air, and Elspeth Robinson's been really great about that too. But I wanted to make a special point about this month's Discorder. In fact, the April and May editions, they have a really nice two-part article by Erica Laren, who is part of a band called The New Black, and back in the good old days, she was also part of a group called The Debutantes and a few other local bands. And the article is called "This Is What the Strangler or What the Stranglers Mean to Me," and it's basically a story about it's a love story. It's about how she and her husband Gord met playing in the band. Gord was a very important part of CITR in those days as well. Program director, president for a while, and he was the bass player. Erica was the backup singer in the band, and it just tells the story of how they got together. It's a really nice bit of writing from Erica in this month's Discorder. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because this next song is dedicated to them. They met, their first date was at a Stranglers concert, so here they are. This is Skin Deep on CITR.
Many people tell you that they're your friend. Believe them, you need them for what's round the river bend. Make sure that you're receiving the signals they send. 'Cause brother, you've only got two hands to lend. Nights loom up ahead when you're asleep. Some days, there's things on your mind you should keep. Sometimes, it's tougher to look than to leave. You better watch out for the skin deep. Day, the track that you climb and get steep. Your emotions are frayed and your nerves are starting to creep. Just remember the days, as long as the time that you keep. Brother, you better watch out for the skin deep. Watch out for the skin deep. Better watch out for the skin deep. Brother, watch out. Watch out for the skin deep. Brother, watch out. Watch out for the skin deep. Better watch out for the skin deep.
The First time that I saw her, I knew I'd make her mine. Still I cannot be bothered to open up and read the sign. I can't take back the time, oh no. She is the kind of woman that makes a hard man fall. And now I am dissolving the puzzle pieces I can't solve. My back's against the wall, oh no. The Carol that I know,
Carol, she won't leave me. Carol, why
do you have
do
to
treat me so unkind? No, that's not the Carol that I know.
Say good morning, now how do you do?
So I've been home 40 odd summers now. My mind's still in Peleliu. Sure, I got many friends there, and they will never leave. And the strangers who we piled up, those young men of no reprieve. So good morning, Mobile, Alabama. I say good morning, how do you do? You know I've been home 40 odd summers, but my mind's stuck in Peleliu.
There it is. Butch Murphy and Veins of Peleliu. Did I say that right? Peleliu. There you go. That's from the great record, great CD that came out, issued by the Commercial Drive Copy Company. And it's all East Van bands, East Van Special Blend. You probably heard tons from this already, but I'm just discovering it. So give me a break. 25, 26, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock, Dave Radio on the radio with on CITR. Now, coming up, we're going to talk about some great local theater stuff, and we're going to play some more great local songwriters, and all kinds of lovely fun things happening right after this.
Imagine being 16 years old and setting sail to crew on a boat bound for the Northwest Passage, and then your boat falls victim.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Did you know multiple sclerosis is the most common neurological disease affecting young adults in Canada? MS is unpredictable, affecting vision, hearing, memory, balance, and mobility. Join us this year at the MS Walks across the Lower Mainland to help raise vital funds for people living with MS. For more information, please visit mswalks.ca. Let's lace up together to end MS.
Time now to take a look at what's going on in live theater in Vancouver this weekend. There's all kinds of really interesting things happening, especially in kind of smaller venues. For example, at the Little Mountain Gallery, 26th and Main, an event called the Hollywood Double Bill. where local actors will be reading actual scripts from two classic films. Tonight, Breakfast Club and Star Wars, live on stage. It's actually going to be quite funny. The actors include Kayvon Kelly and Ryan Beal of the soon-to-be-released web TV series Lion King. No, that's not what it is. He plays Lion King. Anyway, it's Ryan Beal. It's going to be great. Also tonight at Lord Byng High School at 16th near Dunbar, it's Fame, the musical about a musical high school. And yeah, it's a high school production, but Byng has a great reputation for putting on first-class productions. The final show is on tonight at 7 o'clock at Lord Byng High School. And then tomorrow night, there's another live reading. This one is Peter Boychuk's new play, Fritters on Kandahar. It's part of the BC Buds Festival at the Fire Hall Theater in Gastown, starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Some of the actors that will be reading will be Pippa Mackey, Sebastian Kroon, Craig Erickson, and Beatrice Zellinger. I know some of them are UBC grads. And last but not least, at the Jericho Arts Center, Fighting Chance Productions presents Spring Awakening, the 2007 Tony Award Best Musical. There are six more performances of that tonight, tomorrow, and then next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And with this show, you get the added bonus of seeing me on stage. What's not to love? This is a song from Spring Awakening from the Broadway cast production. It's My Junk.
In the midst of this nothing, this mess of a life, still there's this one thing just to see you go by. It's almost like loving, sad as that is. May not be cool, but it's so where I live. It's like I'm your lover, or more like your ghost. I spend the day wondering what you do, where you go. I try and just kick it, but then what can I do? We've all got our junk, and my junk is you. See us winter walking after a storm. It's chill. El corazón aguanta lo peor.
dirás, ¿de qué te sirve llorar? Si existen otras puertas, tienes más de siete vidas, eso te lo digo yo. Aunque sufras, no te rindas, se renace el dolor.
Grow long, oh my memory fades, and I forgot my song. Blackberries grow wild, smell a pitch in the sun. Weeds roll over my mind, and they almost won. But I say no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Put your ear to the rail, you can hear my love come down, where hearts and heroes fail. I won't be turned around. Tearing up these weeds, blow the smoke in my stack. The sound of steel on steel, and there's no going back. I got a head full of coal, hear the lightning crack. Light a fire in my soul, and get me back on track. Put your ear to the rail, you can hear my love come down, where hearts and heroes fail. I won't be turned around. No more driving this blind. A time to throw that switch. Drives a spike in my mind and makes my fingers itch. You better get on board or get out of my way. Hauling heavy and slow, but I'm leaving today. And I say no more. And no more, 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 and no more. And I know that I've been here before, and it's taken its toll on me. But I'm not giving up anymore. No, I'm not giving up on me. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
I've been really trying. Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here.
Let's get it on.
Got another singer-songwriter from the East Side for you. This is Madeline Reed, who is still in high school. She's a student at Templeton, and she's made it as a finalist in the CBC Spotlight Songwriting Contest. And with this one, "Best I Got." It's here somewhere. I know. It's there, and there, and then I do this. Here it comes. Here it comes.
I'm not saying this on some whimsy. I've had some time to think this through, and I promise that forever I'll be here with you. If you ever wonder where you belong, you won't have to search very far for my open arms. And I promise that forever they'll be here to hold you. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do without. 'Cause I thought about it an awful lot, and these three best I've got. I will never throw you down, only lift you up so high, so you can see above the clouds and reach for the sky. And I promise that forever I will help you fly. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess have to do without. 'Cause I thought about it quite a lot, and these three words at best I've got. Ooh,
I get you based upon the unnatural compassion I saw in your green eyes. But you got me like black coffee, and I got you like a morning dew. Ain't no big surprise.
It ain't no big surprise. Cause oh my my, but I'm on the fly. Ain't found no doctor's boat to tie. And life keeps floating away. But as I turn to give my goodbyes, I stumble and fall back into your eyes. Ain't no road that beautiful. No, ain't no road that beautiful. Reggae beats on a bass guitar's comfort and love of my friends. But as I sleep deep beside your skin, where we all know you let a sinner sin, I'm dreaming of open roads. I'm dreaming of open roads. But I'm on the fly, ain't found no darkness boat to tie. And life keeps floating away. But as I turn to give my goodbyes, I stumble and fall back into your eyes. Ain't no road that beautiful. Nah, ain't no road that beautiful. Ain't no road that beautiful. Ain't no road that beautiful.
Try to walk away, I'd steal your shoes. Those ones look so good on you that I'd let you choose the shoes to lose. I'm running out of options, there's no telling what I'll do. And if you try to walk away, I would steal your shoes. If you try to take a train, I'd lie down on the track. I'd
confessed, he's on a quest to get to higher ground. Masonry, but not down the with a bottle spent on killing me.
Lord, I know that I am drowning,
just like this quicksand that's sinking down. And each day I pray for an easier way to get to higher ground. The tide, it came around for food, a conversation like the wind. It blew this town without a destination, like a brand he etched my mind. And now I hope he's homeward bound, gathering grace to run the race, to get to
Well, that's it for me. 1 hour of radio is enough. Yeah, I know the feeling. That is a Meter Bridge from the Nelson area and the Kootenays. And this is their latest release, Kite. And I want to thank them very much for submitting that for us. Thanks very much for paying attention for the last hour. I've really enjoyed it, and I hope we can do this again sometime real soon. Coming up to 1 o'clock on CITR 101.9 FM. Bye-bye.
If you were to ask me why, I could break a heart and tell you lie. Sweat running down my face, chilling something down my back. Then I see the kiss of a death. I will meet you and no one can see a thing. I saw you telling lies. How you stood there telling me no one could ever prove a thing. If you could only see what was in my mind, I'll be sure no one could see a
tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. It is Friday at 1 o'clock. Here in beautiful downtown Vancouver, it is time for Scald's Hall. I, of course, am your host, Brian McDonald, and with me today, we have a special guest from all over, from across the side of the other side of the country. Good afternoon.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Dylan Wade Roscombs Idris. I am a radio show host out at CHMR in St. John's, Newfoundland. I have come by just to kind of check out the radio setup that you guys have here, and I have to say I am very impressed.
Well, thanks a lot, Dylan. You also do spoken word, don't you?
I do from time to time. I've been known to pen a line, you know. It's the way that I, you know, wind down for my day.
Well, that's awesome. And you cover it also at CHMR?
I do. I am specifically looking, with my show at CHMR, I was looking at hip-hop and spoken word, and there's some ways that you can make a good distinction between the two, and then sometimes there's less of a distinction. I'm kind of interested in exploring that.
Oh, I see.
Between the two.
Yes, it's very interesting. We've had a couple of poets on here on Scald's Hall that have done similar work. I'm thinking especially of Kedrick James, who is a local poet who is also interested. He has an interest in sort of like the history of rap and where it has come from.
Wow.
And, you know, the vinyls that they used to do, like the old Here Comes the Judge performances and that kind of thing.
Sure.
And how they used to mix old rap songs. What they would do is they would take drum beats, and that's why they used to use two turntables, and they would have the same song and just repeat the drum beats in order to get it, and they would just do it that way through the old analog versions of sampling and things like that. And then the whole point of it was to be able to plant in your spoken word performance to that sort of a backbeat.
Absolutely. It's the movement, really, where you turned the turntable from something that was just meant to consume music into something where you were actually using it to create music, which is a huge movement in the kind of the history of modern music specifically, because right now we see a whole bunch of people that use these same techniques, admittedly in the digital form, that were originally pioneered by these people just working with a pair of techniques, looping a bit that someone likes to dance to, and then you have someone come on to relay some poetry over the top.
Yes, and it sounds really awesome. So is there a still a very vibrant hip-hop community back out east?
In certain spots. So Halifax actually has some really good stuff. I would encourage anybody to check out some of the work coming out there. Getting a little bit farther west, Montreal, of course. And unfortunately, in St. John's, it's kind of taking off a little bit. I'm trying to encourage it with my show as much as possible. It's blossoming. But I wouldn't say that there's a hard and fast established hip-hop community there. But I'm doing the best I can to remedy that.
Right. And does CHMR broadcast over the internet?
They do, in fact. You can tune in. They are 93.5 CHMR. You can find them on iTunes or on their website if you were to search that on Google.
And what's the name of your show there?
Mine is the Sincere Hip Hop and Spoken Word Hour. That's Sincere, spelled S-I-N-S-E-E-R. If you were to search that in Google, you'll find it right away. There are some track lists on there, some excellent other resources as well. I encourage you to check it out.
All right. And speaking of checking out people who come from out east, we have a couple of interviews that we're going to be getting to that we did for Scald's Hall in the past. First, we're going to be taking a listen to Timothy Crook, who is a person who's worked with radio dramas in the UK for quite some time. He's written a couple of textbooks on the subject, and he was very gracious enough to agree almost point blank to an interview with us. And so, coming up in just a moment, we're going to be having Timothy Crook here on CITR 101.9 FM. And you are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, and we are here with our guest, Tim Crook. He is the head of radio at the University of London, a visiting professor of the City of Birmingham University, author of such textbooks as Radio Drama, Theory and Practice, author of the upcoming Writing Audio Drama, Radio and Film, and journalist, dramatist, and teacher. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. That description has left me feeling quite exhausted. An expression about jack of all trades and master of none. Right. I'll do my best.
How did you get into working in drama production, becoming a drama writer?
I would say I was more of a drama person than I was a journalist. Although, in a way, it could be described as starting as a fusion. When I was a youngster at my first school, our teacher read from Samuel Pepys's diary, the Old Testament, you know, the bloodiest, goriest, and most tragic and violent biblical story, as you could say. She was also very encouraging when it came to drama productions. My imagination was lit up. I was very precocious. One afternoon when she asked us what were we going to do, what should we do for our annual play, I put up my hand and volunteered to produce and direct Hamlet. So that's where it really started. The Pepys side of thing, in a way, Samuel Pepys, who was the chronicler in 17th century London during the Great Plague and the Fire of London, even though his diary was a secret diary, he was very much a journalist. Those seeds were planted, and so there's always been this convivencia between informing and supporting each other between drama and journalism. I've never thought of myself as a particularly good journalist because I'm rather shy, find it very difficult to ask people questions. But I am always drawn to dramatic situations. And I suppose the drama of world events, drawn into being a specialist legal affairs correspondent covering trials and legal cases, the ritual drama of the adversarial process. When my journalism developed in radio, in independent radio in the United Kingdom, I had a wonderful start to my radio journalism career. I was working nationally for British Independent Radio News Service that also worked in the same building as the speech stick commercial station for London in the late 70s through the 80s. The drama about the desire to write creatively came back, and I teamed up with an old school friend of mine, Richard Shannon, who was in community theatre. We decided to do drama for Independent Radio and LBC, which was London Station, and our first project was a dramatisation of Samuel Pepys's diary, and it was hugely successful because, I suppose, the station was news-orientated. And then we were encouraged to do more because our audience figures increased hugely. We did classical literature, Charles Dickens novels. We originated our own historical storytelling, from the Mutiny of the Bounty to the Borgias, Mary, Queen of Scots. And at that time,